The state hits the brakes on the Baby Brown timber sale after a successful appeal. And a steering committee wants short-term Skagway port plans to consider the long-term future. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. The largest potential timber sale in the Haines State Forest in a generation is on hold. Department of Natural Resources Commissioner Andrew Mack is canceling the sale as currently offered. He agreed with the conservation group's argument that the public process was flawed. The Baby Brown timber sale was on its way to harvest. Oregon-based Astoria Forest Products offered $270,000 for the 20 million board feet of old-growth spruce and hemlock. As the only bidder, they were successful. But before the contract was finalized, there was one more challenge. Lynn Canal Conservation appealed the sale's forest land use plan. Forest land use plans, also known as FLUPs, are one of the final steps before a harvest moves forward. They lay out site-specific guidelines like harvest methods and mitigation measures. It's also a final opportunity for public comment and agency consultation. Baby Brown encompasses 855 acres, but forestry drew up a land use plan for only 137 acres before putting the sale out to bid. LCC argued that the sale should not have gone to bid until land use plans were complete for the entire area. Developing land use plans requires boots-on-the-ground work. Regional forester Tim Dabney says his staff wanted to complete the Baby Brown plans gradually because of access issues.
It would have been more efficient for us to access the farther reach units as the timber sale and the road construction accessing the timber sale units was done.
But LCC said the piecemeal strategy degrades the public process. That argument was successful. In a brief letter to LCC's lawyer, Commissioner Mack writes that the appropriate process would have been to complete the remaining land use plans prior to offering the sale. Carrie Wison is an LCC board member.
I'm very glad that they have taken a step back. They're going to cancel the timber sale that was underway, and they're going to complete a FLUP for the entire Baby Brown timber sale.
Mack writes in the letter that he is canceling the timber sale as currently proposed. That doesn't mean it won't go forward in the future, but it does mean the pending contract will not get approval. Mack is also directing foresters to complete the remaining land use plans before putting the harvest up for bid again. But Forester Dabney says his department still believes it has the legal authority to put a timber sale out to bid before completing all the land use plans. He says the commissioner's decision came down to a commitment lined out in earlier documents. In 2015, LCC and other conservation groups appealed the Baby Brown best interest finding. That challenge was unsuccessful. Dabney says when the commissioner looked back at the appeal denial letter and the best interest finding, his interpretation was that the documents made a commitment to complete land use plans for the entire area before the sale was offered. Dabney says somehow that direction was lost in communication.
The commissioner's letter said that we were going to do the FLUP before we offered the sale, and that was the key piece that that the area it just did not quite grasp that. They missed, that was a piece of miscommunication. That was a significant piece of miscommunication.
A spokesperson from Commissioner Mack's office confirmed Dabney's characterization. Even though LCC earned a victory with its procedural appeal, that doesn't mean the Baby Brown sale is off the table. Dabney says foresters are working on developing the other land use plans right now, and they should be done by the fall. but before the FLUPs are approved, they'll go to another round of public and agency review. And LCC's Wyson says they will look closely at those details.
Because this timber sale is such a large one and it impacts a large area of the Klaheene watershed, that with the agency and public review of the entire sale, there will be a better opportunity to address the issues that the size of this sale will have on the environment and on the watershed.
The local conservation group's stance is that the Baby Brown timber sale is not in Haines or the state's economic interest, that it would be harmful to the environment and leave an ugly scar on the landscape. Last week, consultants presented their short-term port improvement recommendation to Skagway leaders. The Moffitt and Nickel planners said if Skagway doesn't want to miss out on bigger cruise ships, it should act soon on a $14.5 million ore dock modification. But the local committee working with the consultants wants more information. Skagway has about $8 million in state grant funding for port improvements. It has larger cruise ships on the way in 2019. And it's been in a stalemate with the main leaseholder on the waterfront for a couple years. Port consultant Moffitt and Nickel is getting paid about $200,000 to come up with a short-term recommendation for Skagway to use its grant funding and get the waterfront ready for bigger ships. They say the best option, considering time restraints, is a $14.5 million floating addition onto the ore dock. But at a port consultant steering committee meeting Monday, members wanted more.
They've tried to keep it short and simple, and there's a lot of unanswered things.
I mean, I just want to see, like, if we're going to spend $20 million, I want to make sure that, you know, when I'm dead, you know, people aren't pissing on my grave because I made a really bad decision.
Those were Port Commissioners John Tronrud and Tim Borsey. One of Borsey's major concerns is that the ore dock modification hinges on permission from the leaseholder, White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad.
You know, there needs to be a no path forward option for expending the grant monies. If the municipality and White Pass can't come to some understanding.
In Moffitt and Nichols' presentation, the consultants seemed optimistic that White Pass would cooperate. After all, the railroad probably doesn't want to miss out on cruise ship revenue either. Borsey said he also wants to see some plan of how the ore dock renovation will fit into the waterfront 5 or 10 years into the future.
The things you don't see in the plan are how this short-term plan fits into the long-term vision.
Port Commissioner Steve Heitz put it bluntly, the ore dock modification is probably the most realistic option considering current limitations, but it's not the ideal option.
If we do this, and unfortunately I don't know any other way around it, we need to be ready, perhaps. We need perhaps to be ready in 4 or 5 years to tear out that temporary float, that temporary dock, and to spend perhaps another $20 million or $40 million or whatever doing it right in the big long-term picture.
Borsey said if Moffitt and Nickel can provide some details on how the ore dock renovation will be beneficial, not just in the next few years, but over the next 10, the expense will be easier for people to accept. The steering committee gave this and more feedback to Moffitt and Nickel. The consultants plan to have a final short-term recommendation by July 1st. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. We also post news and announcements on our KHNS Facebook page, so make sure you follow us there. We're always open to your comments and story ideas, You can drop us a line at news@khns.org or reporter@khns.org. Have a great weekend.